From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Eurozone braces for a Greek default.
Η απόφαση αυτή οδήγησε σήμερα την Ευρωπαϊκή
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has closed his country's banks and is restricting cash withdrawals by depositors. The action came after a stalemate deepened between Greece and its international lenders who are demanding more austerity measures from the debt-strapped nation. Marie Harf, the U.S. State Department Senior Advisor for Strategic Communication, says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. Federica Mogherini is the EU Foreign Policy Chief.
Postponement is not an option. It could be, again, flexibility on one day more, one day less. I'm very optimistic. No, one day more, a couple of days more, but it's going to be within some days.
Negotiators have been tight-lipped about the details of the talks, but several officials have indicated tough issues remain unresolved. More than 500 people were injured Saturday in a fire at a water park outside Taiwan's capital, Taipei. Health officials say 194 people were severely injured, but no deaths have been reported. It says most of the victims suffered burns or smoke inhalation. At least two people were killed in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura. Tensions have been rising in Burundi in the lead-up to elections there. Opposition parties say they will not participate in the elections as a protest against the president's bid for a third term in office. Meanwhile, the head of Burundi's parliament says he has fled to Belgium due to violence. He says he fears for his life after opposing President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for office. This is VOA News. Kuwait said Sunday it has identified a Saudi national as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing 27 people and wounding 227. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Suleiman Abdul Moshan Al-Kaba is responsible for Friday's attack on the mosque. An unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff Sunday, sending bits and pieces of cargo plunging into the Atlantic Ocean. SpaceX President Gwynne Shotwell says there will be an investigation.
We saw some pressurization indications in the second stage, which we'll be tracking down and following up on there. We did receive telemetry from Dragon after the event as well. So we'll be continuing to monitor all the data that we collect.
It was the third mission failure in 8 months. A Russian cargo ship returning from the space station spinned out of control upon reentry in April, and another supply ship was destroyed in a launch accident last October. Vice President Joe Biden made a surprise appearance at the Emmanuel AME Church Sunday in Charleston, South Carolina. Biden said he came to Sunday's services because he and his family wanted to show solidarity with a church where 9 people were killed by a gunman earlier this month. A day earlier, on Saturday, mourners from Charleston and beyond gathered for funerals of 3 victims of the mass shooting. David Sweat, one of 2 New York State inmates who escaped from prison 3 weeks ago, has been shot and taken into custody by U.S. law enforcement officials. Sweat was caught Sunday in the town of Constable, New York. That's near the Canadian border. That coming 2 days after a federal agent shot and killed Richard Matt. He's the other escapee from a maximum security prison in New York. The second escapee was transported to a hospital, but his condition was not immediately clear. Pakistan's military says airstrikes have killed 23 militants in the country's northwestern tribal regions near the Afghan border. A statement Sunday said Pakistan's Air Force struck a huge ammunition dump in the strikes in Khyber and North Waziristan districts. It also said some foreigners were killed. The remote area is off limits to journalists, and the army's claims have not been independently verified. Our top news story at this hour, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has closed the country's banks, and he is restricting cash withdrawals by depositors as the Eurozone braces for a Greek default. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.